I thought we'd have a look at Andrew Neil's full and final betrayal. And you may remember Andrew Neil, the fellow who used to work on GB News.
Yes.
And then he's disappeared because, well, he got bored or fell out with the people in charge or something. It's whatever. And he decided to leave. And he's decided now that not only would he go back to the BBC, as he did, which was sad, he is now going to go on and continue to work for enemy stations.
Okay.
Specifically enemy stations, as he says himself. Mm. So this is an old tweet of his that's been brought back up. Channel 4 News is about 700,000 people on a good night. Not helped by Hollyoaks inheritance. I like it. Broadcasting arm of the Guardian. That's what he's calling Channel 4. Broadcasting arm of the Guardian. Just progressive propaganda. Mm. But I like its serious agenda, plus foreign news, and I know enough to discount its bias, and most educated viewers do. I watch it a lot. So, okay. Propaganda, but, you know, I can discount the bias. I mean, it is just an enemy station in this regard. It is just progressive garbage.
Yeah.
So he's gone to work for them.
Okay.
Go to the next link, please. This is Andrew Neil to host Saturday Night Political Show on Channel 4. He left GB News, went to the BBC, and is now buggered off to Channel 4. He's not bored. He's not got nothing left in him to do. He's decided, I want to work for the enemy.
Yeah. Yeah. He was at GB News for what? Three days? 3 weeks?
Something like that. Maybe he did three, like, three shows or whatever it was.
Yeah. And then he was gone.
10 coffee breaks. I don't know. Right. But it is kind of just sad, really. And let's go through what he said. So he says in here, the live 10-part series will air in May and has a working title of Sunday Politics with Andrew Neil, according to Channel 4, which said it would feature a set-piece interviews with high-profile politicians and newsmakers. The exact same show he was doing on GB News.
Yeah.
It was the exact same thing. Mm-hmm. Just, I'm going to now do this on Channel 4 because I don't like GB News, says Andrew Neil.
Who started GB News?
To be anti-woke. To destroy that agenda.
That, how did that go, Andy?
You're now working for that agenda.
Fabulous.
By your own words.
Presumably that agenda has more money.
Broadcast on with The Guardian, my friends. Mm. Well, that is the thing he says as well, which is Neil, who spoke in September about coming close to having a breakdown while at GB News, and believed, quote, it would have killed me to carry on due to the technical problems at the channel. He said he was honoured and delighted to take on the new role. Honoured and delighted to go and work for the broadcast arm of The Guardian. But working at GB News would have killed me because of the technical problems. I'm like, right, there are some occasional technical problems. So therefore, I'm going to completely shift myself and go and work for the opposition station on this. I mean, there is a political war going on. This is why you set up your channel.
Yeah.
You know, this is why you did GB News, for exactly that reason. Mm-hmm. Because the mainstream media, including Channel 4, are the broadcast arm of The Guardian.
Yeah.
And now you're just completely going back to them entire to do the same thing you were doing. I mean, it is just kind of sad. Mm-hmm. However, there is also this argument endlessly that GB News is not getting views, and this is also a reason he's left. Or at least this has been thrown out there as something to mock them for. I thought we'd go through because it's actually hilarious.
Right.
Because they're consistently beating BBC and Sky. Mm. So this is the inaugural Sunday evening launch, June 2021. And it says in here, GB News inaugural Sunday show attract 107,000 more viewers than Sky and nearly 32,000 more than the BBC.
Wow.
On launch. You're beating the state-funded one and the meme channel. I mean, Sky is a bit of a joke here, but okay. We go to the next one. We can also see this continues because you have Farage turned up after Andrew Neil buggered off. And you can see him and Colin Fraser beating Sky and BBC yet again. And this is in November 2021.
I mean, Farage joining GB News was major for them because they were, after Andrew Neil left, they were struggling, it did feel like. And he's given them a new identity. But wasn't my understanding that Andrew Neil was against Farage joining or having anything to do with it in the first place?
Yeah, I mean, it's office politics, so it's hard to know these things for certain. But the drama was essentially, apparently, Neil's version of what he wanted it to become, and like this other guy who I've not really heard of, who likes Farage and whatnot, so therefore, well, okay, it looked more like a populist, you know, channel versus BBC, but now with different colours. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know what he was hoping for.
We don't want to be the agenda, but God forbid we be populist.
I don't know what the complaint was. I have no idea what's this. Like, this is my only tent. We won't have anyone like Farage on because he's too spicy. What's the point in what you're doing? That is the problem with the BBC.
Right.
It's such a closed tent of just progressive mindset and maybe like, we'll allow Andrew here for now.
Right.
And that's it. That's what they permit. But if we carry on, if we go to the next one, we can see this also continues. Because as you can see here in January 2022, you can see, this is the news that this is during Farage coming in, that there was rumors that Andrew Neil was going to turn coat and go and work for Channel 4. That turned out to be true, as we now know. So after them beating. And if we continue, we go to the next one, we can see GB News adopting also just some interesting tactics, which you kind of have to be at awe at. Like, this is brilliant use of money, frankly.
Excellent. This is proper modern advertising in a sense.
Yeah, so they set up these banners that just say stuff like, we ask the questions you'd ask, the BBC doesn't.
Where's the lie?
Yeah, good. I mean, just attacking the BBC, always good news. Mm-hmm. But also the fact that they, I don't know if they have an image in here of it, but they took a truck with that poster and went to BBC House and just parked outside.
Mega.
Yeah, it's just good. They don't have the image in here, but it's
was
just
it in
gold.
The back of the shop? Please tell me it was in the back of the BBC shop. That would be perfect.
Just start putting them on little like bits of card and just standing behind them. Yeah. I have some guys to do that. I'm sure people will do it. If we continue, we can also see the ratings game as well, all the media revolves around.
Mm-hmm.
Also continuing to win. So this is Media Guido, as you can see. And if we scroll down on this one, you can see there's a graph showing the difference. Yeah, so there you are. This is primetime viewership, as they're pointing out. And consistently, they're just beating Sky News.
Wow.
Because Sky News look like some kind of dead channel. I mean, when does that even move?
Yeah.
Like, I guess the primetime like bumps up a tiny bit. That's the end of that.
Well, isn't Sky News basically the channel that people have on in the back of pubs when the sport's not on?
Yeah, and even then, most people pick the BBC because you've already paid for it. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. Sky News, not even worth watching, even though you pay zero. So, there's that. But if we continue, we go to the next one. We also have more reporting on this. This is February 2022. As you can see here, there's some article from the Press Gazette saying how GB News is bouncing back after launch wobbles and exit of Andrew Neil. Mm-hmm. And they say in here that GB News is now employing 200 people, up from 140 at launch. So, okay. I mean, still growing. As you can see, people there.
That's a reasonable size.
And there's also the other memes they've been up to.
Okay.
So if we go to the next one, we just have some more memes. God save the Queen. Every morning. Remember this?
I do, yeah.
So this is something for foreigners who don't know. The BBC used to do this because it was, you know, the British Broadcasting Corporation.
Mm-hmm.
They played God Save the Queen at the start of the day, then the programming, end of the day, go to bed, chaps. God Save the Queen. Turns off because that's how things were.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got rid of that. So GB News is like, well, there's no reason we have to stop. Let's just keep doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Why not? Just take on the role. Make the BBC look even more irrelevant and pointless. And if we go to the next one, we also have Trump Farage, which took place and, again, destroyed the BBC and Sky's ratings. So apparently they're doing that consistently all day, every day. I mean, in here, they say the interview reached 208,000 viewers at 7 p.m.
Wow.
So, I mean, when you're looking at BBC being on, what was it, 60 or whatever it was for an average day, not doing too well. So then there's been a strange development to all this, because Andrew has betrayed and buggered off. But there's also the BBC, who are consistently being beaten, as you could see there, even though you've got to pay for it if you want a TV license in this country. And yet they have BBC journos sneering at the whole thing.
Well, hang on. The cathedral sneering?
Yeah.
Oh, when have they done that before?
Yeah.
Goodness me.
But I also kind of see it as weakness, because at the same time, they know that, well, they're state-funded, and this channel that no one has to pay a penny for is just creeping up and creeping up and overtaking you consistently, apparently now, especially in the ratings. And as you can see here, this is Nick Robinson, who decided to sneer at the whole situation. And he said in here that there was some channel that was showing footage of the jets trying to land at Heathrow during the storm.
Yes, there was, yeah.
And that got over 200,000 views.
It did.
So he said that they can only dream of such things at GB News. And it's like, no, I mean, they've had that before, as you can see, with the Farage interview. But you could only dream of that at the BBC, apparently, as well. Because, well, you're being consistently beaten. You could only dream of that at Sky News. I mean, Sky News, I think they would probably, like, you know, to declare it a holy day if they got 200,000. So this has led to some rebuttals from a certain somebody, Mark Dolan here, whose segments in which he's like, I feel your pain, I particularly like. So I thought I'd indulge myself a bit.
Okay.
And we'd enjoy his response to this one. So let's give this a play.
I like to think one of the great selling points of this place is that we have a sense of humour and we don't take ourselves too seriously. But it's telling that Robinson, this BBC lifer, on a cool £270,000 a year, all paid for by you and me, should seek to have a bit of a dig at a smaller outfit, not even a year old, which seeks to provide you with a voice and deliver a hopefully refreshing, balanced take on the day's news, at a cost of nothing to you. It's question time every day on this channel. We even ask the uncomfortable ones. So GB News is here to stay. And our audience is growing by the day. I think it's 4 billion views on digital at the moment. I'm personally normally beating Sky News at around this time. And last weekend, this show recorded its highest ratings on a Sunday night since the channel began. All thanks to you. So tell your friends, tell your family, and let's change the world together. And by the way, we haven't even started yet. In time, if we keep a laser-like focus on serving you, the whole of the great British public, the Beeb's Nick Robinson will be laughing on the other side of his face. And you'll probably be over here asking for a gig. We'll look at your CV, Nick. Of course we will. But you'll be joining a very long queue.
Yeah, love those. Just a little, every time someone does a dig at GB News, it's like, right, I've got a script. Thank you. Just about to write one up. But yeah, there are some good points in there, though, and absolutely true. I mean, regardless of your views of the channel and whatnot, I know there are people who love it, people who hate it and all that. But, well, what opposition is there on terrestrial television?
Yeah.
I mean, it's all the same schmear of progressive nonsense.
You can listen to CNN.
Yeah.
MSNBC.
Even if you try and go for the Americans, I mean, then you've got the same schmear. And
Sky.
I mean, the only opposition in terrestrial television that you can see, especially in these two countries, let's say, is you got Fox in America and you got GB News over here. They're providing opposition. They're not the same stations. They're not the same kind of thing. But they are opposition to the progressive schmear that is BBC, Sky, like wasting your time
with
these things.
Absolutely.
So, and then there's obviously the point that, well, for Americans, it's not so bad because you don't pay for any of it. You choose what you want to watch. Mm-hmm. Over here, you have to pay for the BBC if you want a license fee, if you want to watch programming. And, well, therefore, these people are paid by the taxpayer and never have to worry about ratings, never have to worry about views. They don't have to worry about the quality of the content. Because why would they? Paid for by someone else. Mm-hmm. It's not paid for by being good.
And as usual, it's paid by the people who they take greatest pleasure out of insulting on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah. But anyway, that's the story of Andrew Neil leaving. And, well, good luck to him. It's his failing. I mean, sorry, but just I don't know what the point in that is. I don't know what the point in that move is at all, but whatever. And you've got that, and then you've got GB News, as he says, not even a year old, and already, well, blasting the BBC on a regular basis, who has got so much institutional inertia, if nothing else. Good job, lads. If you enjoyed that segment from the podcast The Lotus Eaters, you can go to lotuseaters.com to get access to all the premium content we have on the site, such as this interview, which Carl did with Chris Williamson, and they're talking about, well, what's useful in a man and a woman. And, of course, you can follow Chris as well on Getter if you go and find him on Getter at @ChrisWillX. Thank you and goodbye.